Okay, so I'm gonna make this really a quick audio about what's really happening in this place. So what's happening? What's happening is you're born, the Bible says those who split the matrix are mine, the firstborn who splits the matrix. So there's the proof that it's a matrix. Now, it might not be a matrix in the way somebody thinks about it, but you're born into this system in Adam. You're born in sin in Adam. So if you're born in sin, what are you born in? You're born in death and delusions and illusions. And so the whole system's upside down. Those who wake up become an enemy to the system because the system is a gaslighting, narcissistic, psychopathic system who wants you to accept abuse, accept death, accept suicide, accept the negative and be in the fighting, the red versus blue, he said, she said. The system wants you in an argumentative fighting mindset. Now, when you get to the point where you're, and it wants you to work hard to be saved, instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, it wants you to try to be good in your own power. But when you start to crash and burn, and you start to see the system around you crash and burn, it pushes people to look for the truth, right? So the very thing that they use to blind people is the very thing they use. It wakes you up because you come face to face with yourself, actually. So the 666 is really man's number, and it's the flesh mind. And so as you're moving away from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, and the spirit mind is unity with Christ, the mind of Christ, one with Christ, hid in Christ and God, and outside of Christ is division and fighting and arguing and disunity and denomination and denaming. But when you're in Christ, you're all one in Christ. And so you're moving from a division, a divided identity, to an identity. That's why addiction is ADDI instead of ADID. So an addiction is because you have a divided mind. You're not whole. You're not complete. But as soon as you move into wholeness with Christ, you have no addictions. You can break all bonds and all addictions and all strongholds and all habits or whatever. You don't have to do it. You have the power. And so they know that you have the power and you're seated in the heavenly in Christ. And so the natural realm is the offspring or the litter of the spirit. So when you think something, it appears in the hologram, the matrix. Because the matrix is just a manifestation of what's happening in the heart of man, the mind of man, the inventions, the internal part of man, and it's playing out in the earth. Because the earth is the EAR, the ear. It hears and it responds. The earth is the responder, just like the female is the responder. So what plays out in your heart, your mind, appears in the hologram. Now, it might not happen instantaneously, but it's the precog is there. And a lot of times it does happen instantaneously. And you say, well, that's high-level synchronicity. That's because synchronicity is in Christ. All things are in Christ. If you're in Christ and Jesus is seated on the right hand of God and he's outside of time, then you're outside of time. Is Jesus outside of time and space? Yes, so you are too. And so everything around you is, these objects are just objects that are hitting you in your five senses to bring you back to your senses. So the objects are just object lessons to bring you to a spiritual union with Christ. It's an emergency that you emerge. It's an emergency that you emerge. You spiritually merge with the unseen realm. You have to realize the natural realm is temporary, and you know it is because it's all going to burn up. The stars are going to fall. The sun is going to go black. The moon's going to turn red. It's all going to fall down. And if it's all going to fall like a curtain, you know it's a simulation and it's temporary. So the matrix is a womb. It's like being in a womb and you're being, the baby's being pushed out, but you're in delusions until you wake up. And so it's a waking up process. And to wake up, you have to really seek and knock and ask. And you have to look in the mirror and you have to say, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. You can't just point out to everybody else and how bad the system is. You have to look at your own self. And then when you're willing to face the truth, then and only then can you wake up. But if you don't want to face the truth, because the truth hurts, that your sin stinks, that you deserve hell, that your sins, that you're a wretched, old, wicked person. You know, most people can't face that. They can't admit that. That they're wicked and they deserve hell. But by the grace of God, Jesus made a way of escape. And so most people can't face it. And then after you get saved, it's still part of you're in the sanctification process. And it's moving to wholeness and oneness and holiness and holographic truth. And you know it's a hologram because everywhere you look, the color blue is the same no matter where you go. And all the electrons act the same no matter where you go. And the water is the same. The hydrogen, the oxygen, you know it's hologram because everything happened at the cross before the foundation world. It's all a projection. And the reason you can open a door is because the doorknob projects out from the door. So you can only open the door of Christ is because these projections or objects that are hitting you are teaching you that, hey, it is faith alone. Quantum physics teaches that it's faith alone. Everything is pointing back to faith alone in what Jesus did. And so this is just like the movie Dark City, where you're in the dark and you get all these distractions to try to keep you in the dark. But these distractions are just fluff because the truth will set you free. And as long as you're in the dark and as long as you're in sin and death and the old Adam or the old Eve or whatever you are, you're going to be in delusions and bondage and slavery. But once you get into that freedom, you don't go back to Babylon. You might put your hand back in Babylon, but God scourges every son he receives. So to come out of Babylon or darkness or the fake reality that's all around you, to come out of it into the light, you're going to get some scourging. You're going to get a whipping. You're going to be taken to the woodshed because God scourges every son he receives. The Bible says in Hebrews 12. Why? Because it's so bad. The idolatry and people think about sin as these, you know, the natural. The worst sin is your pride and your idolatry. But to move into the truth, you know, it's all God. It's His script. It's His program. And you're just following after in series after Christ. So as you wake up, you become more powerful. And the more that you wake up, the more they want to take you out because you have the power. And they can't even, they're always trying to deceive you because they live in lies. Everything around you is a lie. The economic system, it's a lie. The COVID thing, it's a lie. It's all lies. It's all lies. And so once you wake up to it, the education system, the medical system, I mean, there's some things that help you, but most of it's lies. It's just flat out lies. All the nations work together. We didn't go to the moon. There's no such thing as going to outer space. It's minus 450 degrees out there. The whole thing's a lie. It's ridiculous. It's like a video game or a movie. You're actually in a movie. The movement of E. Move E. E is spirit. And so as you wake up to this reality, depends on how fast you want to wake up. You really have to get into some serious contemplation. But the faster you wake up, the more you look different compared. You're just not like everybody else. And eventually they won't be able to hear you. And eventually what's happening is we're speaking another language. The born-again saints speak another language. And they can't hear us. They just can't hear us. And eventually you get to the point where nobody down here can hear you. They might hear your words, but they don't know what you mean. It's wild. It's crazy. It's totally crazy. To come out of such darkness and move into the light is a miracle in and of itself. So anyway, that's good enough for now.